arm's-length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Got an old friend with me right now, Pete Sepp. Pete is involved with a national organization, the National Taxpayers Union, and they sent me a very, very interesting article that appeared in Investor's Business Daily. It's interesting because it talks about the spend, spend, spend Democrats. Here's the first sentence. All the talk of massive deficits and the need to cut spending apparently haven't sunk in on Capitol Hill, at least not among Democratic lawmakers, who continue to push massive amounts of new spending. Pete, you know, that is the understatement of the day, in my humble opinion, and I have to say that I think the motive behind that, you know, there's two ways you can look at it. You can say, well, the Dems are looking to help the downtrodden, for lack of better terms, and they're doing it because they're very, very good people, or they're doing it because they want to get these folks dependent on their party so they can get reelected and push their agenda. I personally think it's the latter. What are your comments, and what does your organization think about all of this, Pete?
Well, to take a step back from the partisanship involved in all of this, and you can't ignore it, of course.
No.
This bill tally system is developed by NTU's research affiliate to track legislation that's introduced and authored in Congress, not just the bills that make it to the floor for a vote, but everything that lawmakers decide to throw in the hopper. There were over 1,000 bills that would affect federal outlays, either increasing them or decreasing them, and we're able to match all those up with Republican and Democratic members of Congress. Well, for a number of years, Republicans in both the House and the Senate were still proposing more spending increases than decreases. That has changed recently to the point where the typical House Republican, for example, wants to reduce federal spending by $169 billion a year. Well, the typical Democrat in the House side is at $556 billion of spending increases, wanting to raise the budget even more. That kind of partisan dynamic is something you just can't overlook right now, and it explains, I think, why there is such gridlock here in Washington, D.C., because you have two political parties with vastly different visions of where the budget should be headed. And that is especially a problem in the U.S. Senate, where you have every single Republican member of that upper chamber sponsoring a balance of bills that would drive the budget down, and most Democrats just not thinking that way at all.
Pete, you guys did a study, okay? The National Taxpayers Union Foundation did a study, and the results of that study showed that even though the U.S. deficit topped $1 trillion over the past 2 years, House and Senate lawmakers in the 112th Congress have introduced bills that, if they had been enacted, would have hiked the annual federal spending levels by $1.3 billion. That's a big number, man.
Yeah, it's a huge number. When you think about it in perspective, we're talking about, if you take all of the 1,000-plus bills affecting outlays, you take out all the duplicates, the ones that members of Congress introduced to do the same thing, you take out the overlapping bills between the two chambers, and you take only the bills with unique proposals in them, if all of those were enacted at once, we would be looking at an increase in federal spending of $1.3 trillion. That's even after accounting for all of the savings that lawmakers had sponsored. That's an increase of one-third in the federal budget. And, of course, as you mentioned earlier, we were experiencing trillion-dollar deficits in each of the 2 years of the last Congress, so it would more than double the federal deficit. Now, granted, a lot of that is because of additional health care and stimulus spending that Democratic lawmakers primarily proposed, but it shows just the net work product of this last Congress was severely skewed in favor of boosting the budget even higher.
Pete, I have to tell you, That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, given the state of our economy. Why would anybody with an IQ above 72 want to push an agenda like that? It just, Pete, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do with appeasing various political constituencies. Democrats, of course, do support a further move in the direction of more government control over health care. At least a large portion of their caucus does. And they support additional economic stimulus measures like the one that was enacted in 2009 and seems to have done little more than plunge us further into debt. Now, Republicans can't escape that kind of accusation entirely themselves. They do support some spending increases, many of them unproductive. Actually, in the defense area is one big example. But still in all, what we need to see out of Congress as a whole is more attention to authoring spending reduction legislation. That's improving compared to previous Congresses, but it is still not at the ratio or the level of enthusiasm that we saw, for example, in the Revolution of 1995, the 104th Congress.
Yeah, you know, that is really, really interesting that happened. It's really interesting that the budget got balanced under a Democratic administration. I find that to be really interesting. You know, I heard an interesting speaker at a dinner that Kathy and I hosted probably, I guess it was close to a year ago, over in Spokane, Washington, and Jeff Christian happened to be the speaker, and he said, what I find interesting about politics in the United States is that Democrats want to spend and tax, and Republicans are real simple. They want to spend and borrow.
Yeah.
You know, and neither one of those things works long term, does it?
No, it doesn't. And to those who say, well, taxes are just an absolute anathema to economic growth, I'd say I agree, but borrowing sure doesn't do any good either. And if it didn't have any impact on the economy, well, we might as well just borrow every year the amount we want the federal budget to be and run a $3.5 trillion deficit. It doesn't work. And both Republicans and Democrats need to realize that right-sizing government to an affordable level that's supportable by a predictable and low burden tax base is what we need in this country.
Well, we really do. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that I posted this article that was in the Investor's Business Daily highlighting the study and the views of Pete's organization last Thursday. Just simply go back on our website to, if you want to read the article, and you should read it, go on our website back to Thursday and you'll see the link right there front and center in the daily editorial section. Pete, we have about a minute and 25 seconds left here. I want you to tell us again, if you would, about your organization, the National Taxpayers Union.
We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower, consistent, simpler taxes, more efficient, effective, and limited government, and more economic freedom for Americans from all walks of life. We have a lot of work to do, obviously. We're confronting issues like tax system reform, entitlement reform, state and local taxes, and the burdens of pension systems that taxpayers at those levels face are all very important issues. We're trying to tackle them all at once, and we need a lot of help.
Yeah, we need a lot of help. There's no question about that. I have mentioned in the past that I endorse this organization 1,000%. That is very, very true. On our favorite sites section on our website, if you go to that section, you'll see a banner for the National Taxpayers Union. And what I would suggest that you do is click on that banner and you get more information as to what Pete's organization is all about. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, Pete Sepp is a very, very interesting individual. I have to tell you, I support his organization very, very strongly. Their banner is up on our site in our favorite sites section. I think these guys are right on. They are pretty apolitical, which I appreciate. They kind of feel that the spending that's going on and the resulting taxes that will come out of that are, you know, it's not really a problem of the Democrats or a problem of the Republicans. It's a problem of the quote unquote politicians. And, you know, Jeff, you were on the Hill for what, 12 years with Congressman Paul and Jay. You've been a political junkie as I have. You've been in it even longer than I have. You know, I have to agree 100%. It's not a Democrat's problem and it's not a Republican problem. It's the damn government's problem. Why don't you give an opinion first, Jeff, and then Jay, if you could follow him, that'd be great.
Now, I had the opportunity to get to know the folks at NTU really well, and they always gave Ron their number one taxpayer hero award every year.
Yeah.
Pete Sepp is a nice gentleman, and their president, a guy named John Berthoud, actually died quite young a few years ago, so it's good to see Pete, another sort of stepping into the breach. And they are nonpartisan. You know, I would say a lot of people in Washington would view them as a Republican promoting group, but I don't think that's entirely true. But look, taxes and spending, they're two sides of the same coin. Nobody wants to talk about the Fed and borrowing. You know, people just want to look at taxes and spending. So, as you said many times, Al, you know, the Democrats want to tax and spend. The Republicans want to print money and spend.
Yeah.
But yeah, NTU is important, but it's just awfully tough at this point. Voices like NTU and Pete Sepp, they're almost like it's almost like shouting in a wind tunnel.
Well, almost, but you got to keep shouting because there's some stuff going on that, in my mind, is really, really incorrect. And Jay, I know that you're basically the same philosophy as I am. Why don't you elaborate a little bit for us?
Well, I think Jeff made a very good point about the Democrats tax and spend, the Republicans print and spend. It was David Stockman here in town the other day for a book signing event that I attended. And, you know, he made the point that I think it's something like with zero interest, if you just assumed sort of more normal interest rates that the market would demand. With the interest rates orchestrated where they are, it's a transfer of something like $450 billion a year from the pockets of average Americans to the banks, in essence.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, Congress, it would be difficult to get a $450 billion a year tax expenditure of, you know, tax Americans, but in effect, it's the same thing. It's a transfer payment. And so, you know, malinvestment and everything that takes place at the Federal Reserve. I mean, this is what I've absolutely believed about the Republicans, Larry Kudlow and guys like that that are on there, you know, supply-siders that want to just, they don't care if the government spends and gets bigger as long as you can print money. So the whole thing is a mess because we've gotten away from free market economics. We've gotten into Keynesian socialist fascist economics, frankly. And so, you know, we're in big trouble. But, you know, unless people understand what's going on, or want to understand what's going on, I can't be too optimistic about things.
Well, I don't think any of us can be particularly optimistic. You know, Jeff and I are going to chat later on in the show about that, about the fact that, you know, I realized just this past week that I'm neither a conservative nor a liberal. I am much, much more a libertarian because, you know, as you said, and Jeff Christian was a guy who brought that up at a dinner that we hosted, I don't know, probably a year or so ago over in Spokane, where he said there's no difference between the two parties. All they want to do is spend money, you know, and our mutual friend, who you were kind enough to introduce me to about 10 years ago, Ron Paul, you know, maintained in New York at the speech that you attended that, you know, he said, we're not a two-party system. We're very definitely a one-party system. Mm-hmm. There really isn't any difference. And I got to tell you, you know, Jeff, I have to applaud what Pete and his colleagues are trying to do at the National Taxpayers Union, and I have to applaud the International Business Daily for putting that article front and center to the American people, because that really is the spending that's going on is really, really the crux of our problem. And I find it interesting that a quote-unquote liberal, it, you know, is the guy who balanced the budget, and being Bill Clinton, you know, and then, you know, a conservative came in and ran up the highest deficit we've ever had, and now we have a liberal who's continuing on with that particular, you know, that particular agenda. It's just crazy. I mean, where's it going from here, guys?
Well, you know, it's crazy, and as long as the Republicans don't repudiate Bush and conservatives don't repudiate Bush, they'll simply never have any credibility to talk about limited government or less spending. I mean, that's the bottom line. But, Jay, what makes me so sick is that in order to spend as it does, the government has to keep, or I should say the Fed, has to keep interest rates artificially low.
Absolutely.
And of course, that makes chumps out of savers and encourages us all to be spendthrifts. And that's the exact opposite of what good government ought to do.
Absolutely. But, you know, I think underlying it all is the fact that the American people want to have a free ride. And I think it's ignorance on the part of the American people. It's ignorance that's been cultivated by a statist educational system that doesn't teach people reality with respect to economics. The notion that government can step in and promise you things that are impossible in the four-dimensional world that we live in to deliver and yet promise it and then print money out of thin air to finance it makes it look like it's possible. And people get on the gravy train, and everybody's trying to get a free ride. And so until the country and people understand that that's an impossibility longer term, you know, I mean, I think people just want to have an easy life, and they don't want to succumb to the realities of this four-dimensional world we live in. And until that changes, and I'm afraid it's not going to change until we have some sort of a god-awful depression, I wish I could be more hopeful. I mean, my turning hard times into good times on my radio show too often is too pessimistic like that. I did have the privilege of hearing John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods. He was here in New York City last evening. And, you know, I mean, there are certainly capitalism is alive. There's lots of great people in America. But, you know, it just seems like the free market is being smothered. It's being taken away from us. And I think there's a cancer growing in our country that is, that's the population as a whole who have been bred or cultivated to believe that they can have this free ride. And as long as people believe it and keep voting that way until the system breaks, I don't know if we have much hope.
You know, you guys, I have to tell you, I think what's going on right now is where capitalism, which free enterprise, free markets, et cetera, is what made this country great. And it's getting absolutely crippled by two very interesting sides because they're so opposing. You know, the Democrats, on the one hand, want to over-regulate, okay? And the people who call themselves conservatives, the business guys, are, to an extent, I don't want to say it's taken over capitalism, but to a meaningful extent, the capitalists are engaging in what I call predatory capitalism, which is simply illegal activity that's going on from that side. And it's just both of those things have to be resolved. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this
is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef, last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Time out. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. I've got Jeff Deist with me right now. In this particular segment, Jeff and I are going to discuss something that I think is very, very important for investors. Heck, it's very, very important for everybody living in this country, whether they know it or not, and that's called interest rates. I guess I would open this particular discussion by saying the thing about interest rates is if they go back to normal, I think the U.S. economy is screwed because I think the government will be unable to pay off the amount due because it would be so much higher with an increase in the actual interest rates. Jeff, what are your views on all of this?
Well, it would be catastrophic. I mean, I read an article this week on CNN Money about how mortgage rates are creeping up from sort of a historical low of a little over 3% back up towards 4% and creeping up. And basically, the article is saying that they're never going to be that low again, and this portends badly, perhaps, for the housing market. But what's so interesting, Al, is that rising interest rates are always treated by the mainstream media as ever and always a bad thing, because we've become so accustomed to being a society of borrowers as opposed to a society of savers. A really interesting point I want to make is that the average monthly mortgage payment in 1980 was not much less than the average monthly mortgage payment today. In other words, we've ratcheted interest rates down so low. And, of course, we've also extended mortgage durations out. They, oftentimes 15-year mortgages were the norm a few decades ago, and they're now all 30-year mortgages, right? So, I mean, imagine what a $2,000 a month mortgage meant to a family in $1980. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a huge piece of their monthly budget. And as a result, you know, they didn't necessarily have three car leases. They didn't necessarily have, obviously they didn't in 1980 have a bunch of cell phones and internet and you know, direct TV and all these other expenses. They perhaps ate out less. You know, so interest rates really affect the way people live. But when you talk about the cost to government, I mean, basically, if the Fed, through its Fed funds rate, was not keeping interest rates artificially low historically, I mean, we would be absolutely sunk. The 2012, fiscal 2012 portion of interest on the national debt was about $360 billion. It's actually been higher than that. It's been as high as $450 billion in 2008. And, of course, the decrease in interest outlays is not because we have less debt than we had in 08. Obviously, we have more. But it's because of the impact of interest rates. Now, imagine now if, in a $3.5 trillion budget, if interest rates went up to a natural rate, let's say 15%, that it might take to attract worldwide investors to U.S. Treasury offerings, which are, in my view, teetering on junk bond status, given our fiscal house is not in order. I mean, that would mean $1 trillion a year in interest on the national debt, and it would absolutely sink our budget. So, you know, we're up against it. There's no question about it that interest rates have to rise. But at the same time, that means that the federal budget is going to rise much, much faster than federal revenues. So we're stuck.
Yeah. Let me just throw in one quick question here, and that is, you know, you mentioned a 15% interest rate for the national debt. I don't think that that's feasible. I mean, it's certainly not feasible for all the reasons you gave, but I don't think it's realistic to assume that that the interest rate on government bonds would go to 15%, regardless of their real, real quality, for lack of a better
term. I mean, the political class would never let that happen.
Never.
I understand that. But, you know, if you talk to the Paul Krugmans of the world, the expansionists, the inflationists, you know, they say, well, look, people have been saying about Japan for decades that, you know, massive inflation is just around the corner because they've artificially kept their interest rates so low. And, you know, where's this big disaster in Japan? But what he doesn't like to mention is countries like Spain and Portugal and Greece, where we are seeing borderline hyperinflation, even on the consumer end. You know, so clearly Japan is also a nation of savers, and that has a deflationary impact on prices for all things because they're just in, you know, they're a nation of people who save money. So, you know, there's no way that this ends well at some point, and we've already seen tremors, Al, over the last 5 years where there's lukewarm enthusiasm for each new round of Treasury offerings. And the amount of U.S. Treasury debt that the Fed has to turn around and buy itself, repurchase, has increased. So at some point, you know, maybe it's Asian central banks just start to say, look, we give up on Americans ever getting their fiscal house in order. Politically, they're a mess. Fiscally, they're a mess. In terms of GDP and any sort of real growth, they're a mess. So we don't want to be the last ones holding all this U.S. debt, so we're going to start the round of musical chairs, and we're going to start, you know, selling it off. And at some point it gets discounted, and that's a whipsaw effect. I mean, I don't need to explain to you what that would mean for the dollar and for all of us.
You know, I think another question that comes into play here that's very, very important is the U.S. economy right now is based on consumer spending to a very, very large extent. And I think that if interest rates rose to where they were in the not-too-distant past, I mean, there was a time when interest rates on various types of consumer debt, you know, were very, very commonly between 10% on the low end and 18 to 19% on the high end. I don't think our economy could sustain that right now, Jeff. Do you?
No, absolutely not. Because we are an empire of debt, as Bill Bonner wrote.
Sure.
You know, it wasn't that long ago, let's say 1980, that people had passbook accounts down at the bank, and they actually got 18% on their savings account. And that meant that little old ladies who didn't have much of an income but had socked some money away or their husbands had were able to survive those last 20 years of their lives without purchasing power eradicated.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was chatting with our CPA a couple days ago, and he brought out an interesting point. We were talking about the concept of retirement, you know, and he summed everything up by saying, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's also a CPA over in the Portland, Oregon area, and I asked him, I said, so when are you going to retire? And he said, I'm going to retire when interest rates go above zero. And he said, Al, stop and think about it. If you have a nest egg right now of $1 million, $1 million, okay,
right,
which 90% of the people in this country don't have, 95% of the people in this country probably don't have $1 million in their nest egg. But he said, you would get on that today $27,000 a year. You're going to live on SSI and $27,000 a year? I don't think so.
Isn't that incredible?
It's absolutely incredible. It is absolutely incredible. Now, you could, you know, when you go up the risk spectrum, you know, to a little higher level, you can certainly get better than 27 grand a year on an investment. But by the same token, if you're looking for something that's rock solid, you're going to get $27,000 a year today on $1 million. That is what I think. Well, I mean, and you've got a large baby boom generation that's really, really starting to take effect right now. People like myself, there's no way that I could take my entire portfolio and pop it into the safest of all investments because, you know, with my Social Security and that, I simply would not want to live a lifestyle along those lines, Jeff.
Right, and that forces you to be actively sort of managing your money.
Right.
And you know, God bless you, you at least you have a few nickels to rub together and manage.
Mm-hmm.
But, how, you know, how many 85-year-old little old ladies are we really expecting to do that? I mean, at some point, you know, Social Security becomes something that just doesn't have any purchasing power anymore. And that's the point at which, you know, as Paul Krugman says, look, we're never going to default on Social Security, and he means in nominal dollars. Yeah, you're going to get paid your Social Security check, but boy, for those of us who are trying to plan for our futures and our families, that ain't going to be enough. And, you know, obviously there's no such thing as saving money anymore. You're not even treading water with these bond rates.
And for those of you who have to worry about kids' education, that's another big consideration. We've got to take a real quick break. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be back to wrap up the show with Jeff Dice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report, Big Al and Jeff Deist. You know, Jeff, in the last segment we were talking about the impact of interest rates, the negative impact that increasing interest rates are going to have on the economy in the United States, and I would go so far as to say that that negative impact is certainly going to exist in virtually all the Western economies if interest rates go to the level of normalcy, which I don't see that happening in the short term. But, you know, that kind of brings up in my mind a really interesting subject, and the subject is we're in a mess right now. I mean, that's all we talk about on this show. We're in a mess economically right now, and we look to our leaders, you know, to try and solve these problems, our economic leaders. And, you know, people make a big deal in this country out of the Democrats versus the Republicans, and the Republicans are, you know, better off in handling business matters, and, you know, all the Democrats want to do is spend money and increase entitlements, et cetera, et cetera. And I got to tell you, that this, you know, politics are a subject that are near and dear to my heart, but, you know, I don't see one whit of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, other than that the Republicans spend and borrow, and the Democrats spend and tax. In terms of fiscal responsibility, neither side has any fiscal responsibility whatsoever. You know, and as your former boss, Dr. Ron Paul, told me when I met him back in New York here recently, he said, you know, anybody who thinks that we have a two-party system in government is absolutely crazy. We don't have a two-party system. I really, of late, have begun to realize the truth in Ron's statement. Any comments on that?
Well, it is true. I mean, we have two parties who both love government for different reasons. I mean, it's mostly just a difference in tenor. The left loves government because they want to view everything through a prism, a filter of feminism and sexism and racism, which is just absolutely absurd in America, which is just a totally open, fair country where anybody can, you know, there's no real racism or sexism here whatsoever. Mm-hmm. The Republicans have, I think, become the party of big business over the past 30 or 40 years, as opposed to a working class party. So they tend to like to use government to do things like reward their pharmaceutical friends when they pass the Medicare Prescription Drug Part D Act under Bush. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's absolutely true. But what's so frightening about it is that, you know, we miss the underlying truths. While all this rhetoric is going around about side issues, we miss what's happening underneath, or I should say most of the public and most of the media misses what's happening underneath our noses, which is the destruction of the dollar and, you know, what that is going to mean for all of us in terms of our material standard of living going forward. So that's, it's an interesting time. I think probably layered on top of it all is just that the country has become so gerrymandered that most members of Congress have represent either clearly majority R or clearly majority D districts, and so they don't really have to come together and do rational things in Congress. They just have to sort of screech at each other across the aisle about their pet issues. They're not even talking the same language. I mean, if you listen to a Rand Paul and then you listen to a Senator Barbara Boxer, I mean, you know, they're not even talking the same language. And so, you know, for better or for worse, that's where we are. And I think the world is starting to wake up to the fact that we're politically paralyzed. And what's that going to mean for our fiscal house of order?
You know, I think we're totally, totally politically paralyzed. You know, and I was thinking about that after a conversation I had this past week with a friend of mine who's a Supreme Court judge in the Seattle area. And, you know, he claims to be a liberal, and I claim to be a conservative, but I think we both really realized after that discussion that we're not really necessarily liberals or conservatives. We're people who have some common sense, and we are fed up with the stuff that's going on that you and I mean, that you brought out very, very accurately, you know, in just a couple seconds ago. It doesn't matter, really, whether you're talking about a Nancy Pelosi or a John Boehner. Yeah, they're people with totally different personalities, but I would maintain, you know, and a lot of listeners may take issue with this with me on this one, but I would maintain that their basic interest stems from the fact that they are the prettiest baby in the nursery, and as the prettiest baby in the nursery, they want to keep their damn jobs. And I think it ends right there, getting back to, you know, Ron's statement of we don't really have a two-party system in this country. You think I'm crazy?
No, they do want to keep their jobs. But at some point, you know, the parasite needs a host.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they have to have something in terms of an American economy that's not just in shambles to govern over. But, yeah, there's no question about it. And what's so interesting is that it's actually government and the state that divides us. Because let's say you don't like Obamacare. Well, guess what? Obamacare is law, and you have to pay to implement that law,
sure,
whether you like it or not.
Yep.
Whereas markets and civil society allow us to do what we want to do. In other words, to trade and interact with each other in ways that don't use government force. And they're actually much more cooperative and much more communitarian than anything the state does. That's what the great irony here is. The left views itself as collectivist and communitarian when they're really very divisive because they want to use the state to decide everything, which always makes lots of people unhappy, where it's markets that are inherently collaborative and communitarian. I mean, think how many people have to get up every day and do things around the world to start from, you know, an idea to bring together all the parts and labor and everything to create, let's say, a Honda Accord, and then to ship that from wherever it's made and to sell that. I mean, think how many thousands upon thousands of people had to cooperate peacefully without violence, by the way. When I say violence, I mean without laws and police and guns and jails that are ultimately what enforce laws. You know, think how many people had to come together peacefully to make that happen. So there's, so, you know, the left hates business and the right just sort of hates the left. And that's where we are today. But what we need is to break through all that and sort of continue the Ron Paul revolution. You know, we need to be listening to people like Jimmy Rogers and Peter Schiff and John Williams at ShadowStats.com, and we need to just have a new paradigm. There's no question about it. There's no other way forward for America.
Well, you made a good comment off the air when we were chatting earlier, and you know, and you said it's what's going on right now, for example, in the United States, is the car is out of control, spinning around a corner, and you can change drivers of that car, but the changing of the drivers is not going to stop an uncontrolled spin from reaching fruition. And I have to tell you, I think that that is very, very true. And that's one of the reasons that I think, in terms of financial security, we're not going to get it. In the United States, and certainly in most Western countries, we're not going to get it from the government. I think this thing is out of control. And I would have to maintain there is going to be no government action that's going to occur that's going to solve this problem. And I think that this problem, what I view as being a problem, I think is going to be solved, Jeff, by natural market forces. And I got to tell you, I don't think it's going to be pleasant when it happens.
No, it's going to be a tremendous upheaval. And it also argues against the traditional idea of having maybe 5% in physicals. That's not high enough for me. I can't speak for anyone else. But that's why I think even if gold goes down below 1,000, which I think it could, given the manipulation and the ability to paper over the reality of, that our Fed possesses, I don't care. I don't care if it goes below 1,000 other than to buy some more.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of our listeners, we have a real active forum on our website, which for you folks listening on the radio is www.kereport.com. We have a lot of folks on our website who think that 5 or 10% in physical right now is just not enough. So I don't know, man. I know what we do, and I know, we buy physical and we take possession of physical and all the rest of it. I'm not telling anybody else to do that. I'm just saying what I'm doing, but it strikes me that there's a very, very good possibility that physical precious metals may be the only thing that's going to save us. You got the final word. Let's get a comment on who you think is going to perhaps be the presidential candidate in 2016 for the R's.
I think Rand Paul has as good a chance as anybody. Obviously, I have strong feelings about that, knowing and loving his father for many years as I do. But at this point, there's no clear frontrunner. Paul Ryan, Governor Bobby Jindal, there's really nobody standing out from the pack necessarily. So Rand is out there doing all the right things. He was just speaking at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley to a conservative group. He's all over the world, frankly.
Over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.